Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line with so many big games on the horizon, the entrepreneurial group from one of the most exciting groups out there making waves in the gaming world for Wanna Parlay. We've got Carson Kaufman. He is one of the co-founders. We've got James Morris, one of the integral parts of it. We've got Andy Carter, who handles a lot of the relationships on the marketing side. An incredible team. And Jim Bob, you, of course, leading the way.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm excited to have these guys on board with us high atop the top of Chicago, buddy. So I want to get right into it. So, guys, you guys work tirelessly every day. I mean, you put in some long hours and so forth. But tell us, and the listeners out here, what sets one a parlay apart from the other DFS platforms out there, like the DraftKings, the FanDuels, the Chalkboards? Give us a rundown.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that sets us apart is we allow people to pick spreads, money lines, and over-unders, where on our competitors' apps, you can only pick player props, which gets kind of boring after a while. And we've found a way to offer spread, money line, and over-under, which is really what people want to pick. And the way we do that is offer competition style contest where, hey, my parlay is competing against your parlay. And with that, we've really built a community atmosphere on the app. People can see everyone else's parlays. You can talk trash. You can cheer for people. You can get ideas about picks. So I think those are some of the main things that set Wanna Parlay apart from the competition.
One of the things about the gaming community is the passion and excitement that they have for it. What was the inspiration for starting it? Was it that you saw something out there that wasn't available for people? Was it just an excitement to get involved and then it sort of organically formed? As far as starting it up and adding those elements, how did that go?
Well, I think it was just the intimidation factor of betting or DFS in general. I think we saw a lot of communities excluded from the game and people who were sports fans who had an opinion about sports. And we thought, man, if we could make this game more approachable, build a community around it, maybe we could get more people in who were maybe on the fringe, get them into the game and participating.
Well, I was wondering in regards to, you know, you got Andy Carter there and James Morris, and along with you, Carson, and those guys. How do you guys, you know, you guys work on a lot of the marketing stuff with Wanna, and you got the concept, the world's richest parlay. How's that resonate with your marketing teams going out there and when you're pushing that out to people that are sponsoring with you on Wanna Parlay?
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement. You know, a lot of the apps that are out there now are a lot of the same thing. And part of what we're trying to do here at Wanna is create, like Carson said, you know, that community aspect, the fun, the trash talk. And we're able to do a lot of, due to our ownership group, you know, we have a lot of cool assets that we can leverage to put in front of partners for sponsorships with different suites in NFL stadiums. We're doing a great contest at the Winter Classic here in Chicago, where the best parlay for about a 3-week period is going to win a trip for two to the game, hotel, airfare, and whatnot. So we're seeing a lot of positive momentum with partners and sponsors wanting to get involved and give fans, give casual fans, give newbies, give experienced gamblers the opportunity to not just win cash prizes, but do cool things and have cool experiences, which just kind of plays on that community aspect.
And James Morris, you're one of the younger entrepreneurs associated with Wanna Parlay, and you're in that age demographics where you guys do have so much community chat and so forth going on. What are your long-term goals for Wanna Parlay, and how do you see it shaping the DFS market in the future?
So one of the things that sets Wanna Parlay apart is the fact that you'll get paid out more on your parlay versus the other sports books. So you get first place, it doesn't matter if you have a plus 800 parlay, you're getting $2,000. And that is a unique selling proposition to a lot of people in the sports betting community. But I see one of parlay evolving to becoming more of that social betting app where you can bet against your friend, you can bet against your grandpa, you can bet against your dog if you want to, and really be able to just whoop their ass and then take their money and sort of rub it in their face. And I think that's where sports betting is headed, is me versus you, me versus Tom Brady, you know, city versus city. Because at the end of the day, who likes betting against the big bookies in Las Vegas? I mean, you know, they're crooked. No one likes them. All they do is win. How about I just go take my neighbor's money instead?
Yeah, I think there's something to that in regards to, you know, the initial launch of Wana.com, which, you know, was launched in Brazil. But the peer-to-peer betting format really, in my opinion, made Wana.com there very unique. And I think the concept that you're talking about there, guys, is that bringing that peer-to-peer concept into the Wana parlay really intrigues me. I think that DFS world is really, I think what James said, I think they are. I think they're begging for that. It's a lot more fun for, you know, example, I like, you know, I have an official bragger, I mean, which is Dane here. And the fact of it is that, but I certainly like, and Dane will brag about it. Yes, I lost to Jim Bob again.
Well, but here's the thing, guys, and James, to your point, to have it where you're up against, whether it's the big casinos or the big sports books or whatever it is, to personalize it, kind of make it your own, is very, very cool. Even if grandpa does have to take the fall now and then, or even your dog, when it comes to having it be sort of the fans' like official way to get into gaming and support it, talk about that. And I know you guys talked about whether it's some of the experiences that are built in, whether it's the suites or the sports, and specifically for the Winter Classic. So Hexhead, I mean, that is a way that people show their fandom, right, with their fan cave and all of the cool metal graphics and things that they have, and that's built into the contest.
Yeah, again, Dane, just to flesh that out a little bit. So as part of that Winter Classic contest, we have a partnership with Hexhead Art, who does really cool man cave aluminum handmade here in the United States artwork of every possible logo you can think of. And when I approached them with the opportunity to sponsor this contest, they were thrilled and jumped all over it. So in addition to the first place prize with a trip, I think the next 10 or 15 finishers in the parlay contest that ends on Christmas Day also win an item of their choice with LED packages and stuff, which just really overlaps the market that we're trying to target and gives people the opportunity to win cool things and just not only cash prizes, but other things that make them want to tell their friends about the contest and about the new app and whatnot. So
that kind of leads right into my next question. I'd like each one of you to answer that and see how you guys would differ. But starting with you, Carson, what's the elevator pitch that you would go out there and provide to somebody and why they should choose Wana Parlay over some established competition out there, some of your competitors?
Yeah, well, number one, as James mentioned, we pay more for parlays. So I'm a parlay bettor. I like to take flyer on big parlays, and our entry fees are pretty cheap. So you're not going to lose a whole bunch of money. We had someone come on the app the other day, and like I mentioned, the social aspect, they said, "Man, I just got murdered over at whatever sports book. I lost $6,000. And they're like, "This is my last ditch effort. I got $30 left to my name." And someone commented in the chat, "All right, well, you can enter 15 times in the main event contest." And it's like, all right, that's pretty cool. He can win up to $2,000, make some of his money back. So I think that's a huge value prop to Wana Parlay is, hey, it doesn't cost that much to play, and we pay more than any other sports book out there.
Yeah. And then, James Morris, what's your elevator pitch? And keep in mind, you're only going to go 13 floors, guys.
Well, the question is pretty simple. Do you want to continue to get lured in with the bait of those crooks in Vegas with those deposit matches and bonuses, and then all they do is take your money? Or would you rather join an exciting, young, passionate sports community of sports bettors and actually win some money? And that's Wana Parlay.
And how about you, Mr. Andy Carter? What's your elevator pitch? And remember, it's only going 13 floors.
Well, one of the other cool things we haven't touched on yet is the ability to see the other entries and parlays in the contest. So it's not like you're playing DraftKings and you set your lineup blind and then you go into it and, oh, shoot, I'm losing. The contests that last, especially the ones that last longer periods, like for the whole week or whatever, where you can choose any sport you want, you're able to see which parlays you have to beat. So not only can you go in there and talk trash in the chat, which is one of the coolest features that we have, but you're able to know, okay, what do I need to do on Sunday to make up for my my terrible weekend so far elsewhere? So just a bunch of cool new factors that we're continuing to run through and optimize and listen to our users and feedback and really try to provide the newest, best product out there.
And then as far as the what's inspires you guys, I mean, it seems like you guys develop games every week and so forth. What's the inspiration for some of the game design and the contest? And obviously, you've got regulatory issues that you've got to contend with. How do these develop and come about?
Well, I think, like we mentioned before, we have chat all over the app. So really what we do is, hey, we just look what the users want. People, they're loud and they like to tell you what they want, and we just get that feedback and develop the games that our players want. So I think that's another reason to come on Wanna Parlay too, is like, hey, if you want a game, tell us about it and we'll try to develop it for you.
One of the things that I've heard from some of the players and people that are big fans of Wanna Parlay is that it's inclusive, is that it brings in maybe, I don't want to say the non-traditional gamut, but the open and welcoming nature of it. Talk a little bit about some of the groups that maybe people don't consider or think about that you see as maybe the perfect or prospective Wanna Parlay player.
Yeah, well, I mean, the traditional sports gambling market is dominated by males. I mean, it's 99% males, and we've had a bunch of females come on the app and win. In our main event right now, we have someone who just hit a 500-point parlay, which is by far the biggest parlay ever hit in Wanna Parlay's history, female. So I think it's just a testament to, hey, women can play this game too. We offer you a place to do it, and because of the public nature of our app, you can show I'm better than you. Hey, if the boys can play, so can I, and I can beat you.
Some of the listeners are thinking to themselves, this sounds exciting. I want to be able to kick my dog's butt or grandpa's or play with my friends or any of those things, but they may not be the most experienced gamblers. Talk a little bit about that, is just bringing in new people and maybe just, you know, the opportunity for people that have never played before to get in on this and win.
Yeah, well, I think Andy mentioned it. I think a couple other people mentioned it, is everything on Wanna Parlay is public. So if you don't know how to make a parlay, if you don't know where to start, just go look at people are winning, see what picks they're making. You can even copy them if you want to. And that can be a starting point for you to get in the game and just watch how people play. That's how people learn anything. Just watch. And most other sports books or apps hide that information from you, but not Wanna Parlay. We make everything very public, very transparent, because we want the newbie to come on and feel comfortable. We give them an opportunity to chat with other people on the app and ask, hey, how is the app? Did you get paid when you won a contest? Just to ease some of those fears that most newbies have whenever they come onto apps. So we want our newbies to feel very comfortable and give them the most opportunities to win.
Jim Bob mentioned that you guys are always working on new games. It's always a work in progress, always offering up new opportunities for players to have fun ways to engage with the app. When it comes to sports, is it traditional football? Obviously so big. You know, when it comes to basketball, that's big. You got, whether it's the Super Bowl coming up or March Madness. And I have heard rumors that some even maybe non-traditional sporting events, even things like the Special Olympics could be included in Wanna's portfolio.
We're hoping to add every possible event that people watch. I mean, we even want to get into elections, reality TV. If you have an opinion on something, if you're watching something, we want you to be able to pick the outcome of that event. So we're looking to get into every possible event there is.
You guys have a couple games on your site, and I have played them a number of times, and they're easy games to enter. I liked your first concept of show me your TDs, and I thought that was a brilliant marketing campaign, and you've got TD Hero now. Tell us about how do those games, the simplicity of them, And did you build the simplicity to just get people to start playing on your site? Because they're very easy games to enter. I was wondering what the concept and the idea was for those games of entry of ease and so forth. I read somewhere where DFS companies are sometimes amazed at how non-intuitive some of the players are. I mean, some of these DFS games are very hard to navigate. And so you guys develop some easy games. Is that the idea of to get your people to start playing and navigate around the site and become better learned with your game concepts?
Exactly. I mean, if you take an experienced gambler or someone who's super good at math, they can navigate all the sports books or DFS sites out there. But we're just looking at normal people who like sports, and we want to build a game for them where, hey, I can just click into this contest, pick a couple players who I think are going to score a touchdown this weekend, walk away with $1,000. And it's as easy as that. And most of these other sites don't even allow you to pick a player to score a touchdown. They just let you pick over under receiving yards, over under rushing yards, over under passing yards, just player prop over under bets. We have more pick types than any other DFS out there, and picking a player to score a touchdown, which is super popular, everyone has an opinion on that. We offer that and a chance to win $1,000 with only a $10 entry.
You guys have done a good job with your influencers and ambassadors, you know, in growing your platform. What is it that wants these influencers and ambassadors to engage with Wanna Parlay? What's all about that? Has you guys have really grown that?
Well, I think, I mean, influencers, ambassadors, we have a ton of people on college campuses, people that are recognizable. They like the game. This is what they like. They like the public nature of our app. If I have a bunch of followers, I want to show them, hey, I know that the Jets are going to beat the Rams this weekend, and I want to make that pick, and I want you to see that I'm smarter than you. And that goes back to the trash talk thing that, hey, influencers, they want to be seen. They want to be known. They want people to know that they're smart and they know how to pick. And I think that's what Wanna Parlay offers, which no one else does. We highlight winners. We show you who the best bettors are. And I think that's really attractive for some of these influencers.
Were you seriously suggesting that the Jets, who I think is the worst coached, worst organized team in the NFL, is going to beat the Rams? Did you really say that, sir?
Are you trash talking right now?
Are you trash talking?
That's my underdog pick.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to bet. You don't have to follow it.
Yeah.
But that's my underdog pick.
One of the beauties of Wanna is that, you know, it's not a ton of money to get in. You can pick things that you think are fun. Do you have like a gut feeling? Do you have a team you'd like to see win?
Yeah, that's a good point, Dane. And we probably should touch on, for people just trying it out, we do have 100% deposit match for first time users up to $250. So that gives you some leeway to try the game out. From time to time, there's free contests to get the feel of the app and feel comfortable to take bigger and bigger shots.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us on the Jim Bob Show with Dane. And that's in little bitty letters for Dane there. And the Royal Bracket, the guy's got his own Google page now off a joke, a lark that we did on Facebook. Now he's got his own Google page. But, hey, good luck with the site. And we'll have you guys back on. And we'll talk some more trash talk here on Wanna Parlay Picks. And we'll catch up with you in a few weeks.
Awesome. Thank you, Jim Bob. Thank you, Dane.